All right, our special guests right now, Wayne Campbell, Garth Elgar, Wayne's World. All right, talking about Wayne Stock. Very exciting, big event. Everybody's excited, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a big concert at Adlai Stevenson Park.
Uh-huh.
It's just going to be a big party, you know? We've got some great bands coming.
Uh-huh.
Like Aerosmith.
Uh-huh.
I just want to remind everybody that there's still plenty of tickets left.
Uh-huh.
But that's no reason to wait till the last minute.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just a chance for the city of Aurora...
Mm-hmm.
To do something.
Uh-huh.
Fun.
Uh-huh.
And to put the city on the map.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, well, work is hard.
You're not really listening to me, are you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could say anything right now, like you're a complete tool.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't hear it, because you're a freak with a microphone.
Uh-huh.
It's not even challenging anymore. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Isn't that true, sphincter boy?
Uh-huh. What? Oh! They're getting closer all the time. All right, good information about Wayne Stock. Very exciting. We'll be back with more right after Pig Sports. Right now, it's 16 minutes past the big hour. Is that not right, Mr. Scream?
If I hadn't killed a half pack in the past few days, I really would have opened with the Mr. Scream scream, banging it out myself, but I cannot. It would have been like, and then I would have expectorated upon the mic, and that would have been that. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
Dressed in just clothing I'm not used to seeing you in. You got like a stylish, is this a V-cut top, I would say?
V-neck t-shirt.
A V-neck. Simon Cowell, if you will. Simon Cowell, if Simon Cowell had visible nipple rings. And we've got jeans instead of your usual cargo pants.
No, I usually wear jeans, just black.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's usually just Dickies. Like, my outfit... I don't know, I dress like a goddamn bike mechanic or something.
You...
Like an extra from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, it's not very GQ, but it works. I mean, it's, your...
it's like Dickies, like as baggy jeans as I could find, which they don't even make anymore.
But you're all goddamn well-dressed today. Here I am in my Pirate of Giants t-shirt.
Bootleg shirt.
Yeah, and my fatso old Navy jeans with the crotch wearing out.
Oh.
Look at you. Look at you doing the damn town. And we got a special guest today. Howard Lucas Hyland, getting that legal name out there to ruin your future law practices. Sir, put the mic up to your face.
No, it's good to be back on Papa's Basement after a long departure, so...
There you go.
Hello to everybody out there.
Always good having Howie on. Show website in papasbasement.com. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. Tweet Will at Billy Basil. Find us and like us on Facebook, also at Papa's Basement. And again, listen live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. And with that, the intro concludes. I slowly take down the Ace of Spades. Will, Howie, it's a wall of birthdays for me this week. This two-week period, maybe, I've got, I don't know how many people... having their birthdays in my life. It kind of starts with mine, February 26th. Just had it. We'll get to that birthday celebration in a minute. Concludes with Will, March 9th.
Oh, is there more after me?
No, not really. But in the middle, we've got Rich Killiam. We got Jordan. We got a huge mess of my friends. It's kind of hectic because you're trying to cram them all. I almost feel like I'm screwing over some of them. You know, you're cramming like two, three guys into one party. It's like, what are you going to do? Space them out? Let it go through May? You can't. Some people got to suffer.
Yeah, yeah. That reminds me. Sorry, Richie. I missed your birthday yesterday.
Screw Rich. We'll get to him later. Screw that bag of fail. Doesn't teetering.
Was that his 30th? Or?
Yeah, that was his lame 30th. Because he teeters upon the precipice of a breakup that he doesn't even see coming. But we'll get to that later. Right now, I want to thank you both for coming out to my party. Will, for planning it. A surprise party that I had surprisingly little wind of.
Thank you. I was supposed to pay for it, too. I still will, but Maria effed that up. I don't know.
We will get to the whole ending with you duking it out with Mama Papa.
I didn't think it was that bad, but I was sick, so I'm sure I was more of a spectacle than I thought I was.
I'll put it this way. What you and I consider a spectacle, we're so desensitized to it, so that, like, short...
Around white people? Is
yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah. I'm flabbergasted. My monocle fell out. Yeah, I mean...
I was pissed, so, I mean, we'll get to it.
We'll get to it. But I want to give you a lot of props, man. I really didn't know too much about this.
Oh, I didn't think you should have known anything. I don't know, like... Just the fact that, like, we were going to go out to dinner, like, you, me, and Mom or something? Or?
Well, here's my 30th birthday.
Someone spill the beans.
My 30th birthday was rapidly approaching. And I had nothing planned, as far as I knew. And I kind of liked it that way. I hate going out, for the most part. Why do I want to spend my money on drinks and staring at women I'm not going to have sex with? It's just one long tease. Who needs that crap? So... I slept on it. You know, I was like, I don't care to plan anything. And then Friday rolled around. My birthday was Saturday. Friday the 25th rolls around, and I'm thinking, I really need to goddamn do something. So I set up, like, a Facebook event that says, hey, come out to Hard Times Saturday night. Have some drinks with me.
I didn't see it. Thanks for inviting me, ass.
I didn't even want the whole, like, maybe attending, not attending, will attend thing popping up. It just was, like, a public event. It had no invites. It just popped up on the little right side of your
strangers
screen.
On the Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
network.
Exactly. Just, hey,
welcome to come.
Go nuts.
Do they even have that anymore on Facebook? Like the city networks? I don't even know how that
so,
site works.
It's still in there somewhere, I think. Like the same way you'd have a work affiliation, I don't think it's a big deal anymore.
Because it used to be like, oh, you could look at other people's profiles in your network or something. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
But I put that up, and of all people, Rich Harmon. Not Rich Killiam, who, again, is about to get dumped and he doesn't know it, which gives me a maddening sense of power.
Black Rich.
Black Rich. Big Black Rich, little White Rich. Those are the two different riches in my world. Big Black Rich says, he contacts me, and I'm talking to him, and I'm like, yeah, so would you be down for some drinks Saturday night? And he's like, while I would, and I'm not really saying anything, but you may not need to be planning much.
Oh, that eggplant.
I mean, I thought it was kind of him, because it was planned around the same time as the dinner. It would have been a disaster. Something had to get set.
Gotcha.
I was saying, like, hey, about 8 p.m., you want to go out and get drinks? So he's like, well...
Yeah, I guess you kind of put him in an awkward spot.
He's like, I'm not saying anything, but don't do anything. And I'm like, okay, say no more. I thought he handled it with tact.
Yeah, no, that's about all he can do.
Yeah, the tact plant. God, eggplant, really?
Really? We love Rich.
Yeah, we do. And the only other tell, we had a planned dinner at the Cheesecake Factory at 7. People clown on the Cheesecake Factory, at least elitist little White Rich did. He later said, like, yes, it was a big point of laughter with me and my girlfriend and her successful friends that it was at the Cheesecake Factory, which, to me, screw you. They do a great job. Everything tastes good.
I guess I don't care that much for the food, but where did he want it to be? Like, the melting pot or yeah. Some, like, hip DC place?
I would have done the melting pot if he would have let me put my sack into the molten cheese, and then he would have tongued that.
Shove his face into the fondue pot.
Yeah, just to shut him up for 5 seconds.
Burn him like Darkman.
Yeah. Big cheesy mouthful of my balls. You know what? I'd pay that tab then. But, yeah, they give you, like, 2-3 meals in one as well. It's insane. It is the sweetest, fattest American restaurant out there on the scene right now. You get pad thai, it's a plate like literally the size of this console that I'm broadcasting.
It's got the widest selection of anything I've ever seen.
And so much crap. And the cheesecake. No one even gets the goddamn cheesecake, but it's great.
I mean, it's a spiral-bound menu.
Yeah.
To give people an idea.
It's literally your fourth-grade binder filled with recipes. So I love it, man. I'll stick up for it. Screw Rich. God, I am just savoring until I can tell him what's coming his way.
Are we going to call him on air?
No. I'll play this for him later. once he's broken up, I'm going to be like, hey.
We knew it.
Yeah, I didn't miss Cleo your ass or anything, but.
What's the over-under?
Yeah, suck on this, B.
The VIG.
Oh, man. Yeah, we will take bets, actually. Because I'll explain the scenario, and I will tell you why I'm so certain he's getting dumped.
Put a spread on it.
But I show up there, and beforehand, the only other tell was Maria. Poker face Maria. We have to get to the Cheesecake Factory at 7 p.m.
Now.
At about, 5, 6, she's like, when are we going to the Cheesecake Factory? I think we should give about a half hour time to get to the Cheesecake Factory. Now, those not intimately aware with where I live in relation to the Cheesecake Factory, 10-minute trip?
Yeah.
15 tops.
15 if you want to play around.
If you catch all the lights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Saturday. Even, at the height of rush hour, going on to 50 would be pretty ugly that way, just because there's a light every 10 feet.
And yeah, 50 is an abomination.
But
the goddamn trail of tears in a car.
On a Saturday, no. Not a half.
Nothing
this
bad.
Is a terrible
15 minutes.
Conception of time.
At about 6:30, she's laying into me like you're bleeding out on the pavement and I need to give you blood.
And at this point, I'd probably already told her that we're looking at like 2.5 hours.
Yes, and a titanic wait. And instead, I'm getting, John, we really need to go, John.
Hurry up and wait.
At worst, 25 till, John.
Was it come as you are?
What?
Hurry up and wait.
Hurry up.
I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's probably a song lyric somewhere.
It's some take on come as you are.
Yeah. He says hurry up somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Exactly.
His skull isn't even in one piece anymore. So what
does
he know?
Exactly. It's like Jimi Hendrix, excuse me while I kiss this guy. You're close enough. You're in the ballpark. I get where you're going. So all of a sudden, I'm like, why is she so goddamn hellbent on this restaurant that early?
I think it was because I was sick and she didn't want to make me wait, but it's too late.
I'm one of those people, I don't like ruining surprises, I respect privacy. I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to pry into this. I'm one of those guys, if I got a girlfriend, she's a laptop, I don't go through it to see all the pictures of hogs she's getting sent and all her online flirtation. No one needs that.
I don't think women do that, but okay.
Yeah, maybe I just know a pack of scandalous whores. Maybe that's just my companionship.
I don't even know, why are they collecting D-pics?
I don't know, ask Jen Sturger, man. People collect D-pics.
Well, I think those are unsolicited. She just wanted evidence to sue this guy and get her name in the media.
Oh, you're saying you don't want... You don't think people do like a plaster caster type thing where it's just like get every D they can and make a D folder?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think women care.
I think if D-picture is sent to someone, D-picture is saved.
Yeah, probably the way women think to use it as like evidence later on. So she finds out you're cheating on her or something with someone else, she'll send that to your girlfriend.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
I'm
just saying, labeled Exhibit A, B, C.
Let's drop the D picture. Online flirtation. Okay? If my girlfriend, if I had one, left open her Facebook, I wouldn't go through her messages and find like six other guys like, you tasted great last night. I don't want to read that. I don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss. Do you guys do the investigative reporter thing at all? Maybe I've never cared enough.
I mean,
maybe that's it.
I try to, like, trust people, but... Yeah, if someone left it open?
Yeah, just left it open.
Actually, no, I don't even care. Like, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
So, no.
Okay, good answer. So, I'm not investigating. I just let it slide. And we show up, and we're killing time because there is a 45 hour and a half long wait, something like that.
This is ridiculous. I mean, like, I got there an hour early and ended up being in...
And you were really sick, too. So, again, thank you.
You're welcome. And then it ended up being 2.5 hours total for me.
It was brutal, yeah.
Like, and I got there at 6. I think we got seated around 8:30.
If I give you some lighthearted ribbing at the end of this long, winding story, it's all in good fun. And thank you for all you did for my birthday.
You're welcome.
Howard randomly shows up, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, ish, it's on. So the dinner is the surprise, which is awesome, because I love food, and I hate drinking and just sitting around like a tool afterward. So Will figured this out. Was it your idea?
It was Mom's. I mean, I was the one who, like, invited everyone and, like, put it together, but... it was mom's idea originally.
Yeah, so and it's great because slowly but surely, all my friends who I've had for like the longest time, because really you don't make good friends after the age of 20. Like, who cares with people you meet later in life? They're refuse.
It's rare. It's very rare.
Keep in touch with them from college.
Yeah,
yeah, so exactly.
Me. I mean, I've made friends since then, but any old friends?
I have
like
literally two college friends, and one of them was invited.
Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Tony there.
From freshman year, right?
Yeah, freshman year. I was 18. Yeah. I still cared about life.
Yeah.
And long story short, we have a beautiful dinner. It's 10 people at the table. The elitist Richard Killiam. If you want to, again, I love the foreshadowing here. If you want an insight into the psyche of Richard Killiam, every other person at that goddamn table is whispering to me, John, how are you going to split up the check to pay for this? John, let me just split you some money. Rich Killiam is going, what? You know what? Hey, I'm not going to order too much. I'm going to take it easy on you. I'm just going to have like an appetizer and a beer. Not going to order any meal over like $20. I'm like, you little bag of ass. Everyone else is tripping over themselves to put money in my goddamn palm to sneak to you and mom.
No, I told him I'd pay. I mean, that was the whole idea.
And that's mighty awesome of you. But again, that's just Rich's take. He's the only one who read It's Paid For, and was just like, hell yeah, it's paid for, and ran with it.
That's the way I would be. I mean, I wouldn't have said it if I didn't intend it. And apparently, like, even mom had a problem computing that, too.
Well, we'll get to that later. The majority of the night, like I said, goes off without a hitch. It's the 10 of us at a long table. I'm talking to everyone. All my friends are getting along, even though some of them might not talk to each other too much. Similar personalities for the most part. Everyone's finding people to talk to. I really think everyone has a great night. Then the check rolls around. And I'm not really paying attention until I finally look over at the end of the table where it's you and Maria facing each other.
The outcast.
Yeah, and I just see you kind of yelling at her a bit. And I see her doing the Maria red cryy eyes looking over at me. And I'm just like, Mother F, why on my birthday? Like, why does this have to happen? Why is she crying like she just saw me conscripted into the, you know, the Revolutionary War? What's going on? So, Will, what the hell exactly happened? Why was Mama crying?
All right.
It should have been a lovely night.
Yeah.
Why does it always have to end with Maria in tears? Because
Maria does everything herself. And she brought it on herself.
Okay.
Basically, you said I was sick as hell. I mean, I'm still not. I mean, I guess I'm close to 100%, close enough now. But, I mean, I was bad. I didn't go to the doctors at that point. Like, all I wanted to do was just, like, be home sleeping.
Which, by the way, whenever you're sick, please go to the doctors early and often. Because all that happens is she turns into goddamn Sherlock Holmes trying to find your every symptom. And she's blowing up my phone to contact you to ask how you are.
I was going to say, then she pretends she's sick immediately after. Immediately.
It drives me nuts. I'm like, I don't need to talk to him. If he's sick, he'll go to a doctor. I have no curative powers. I didn't, like, in between these low-paying DJ gigs, I didn't, like, sneak in some MD training. I don't actually, you know, I didn't go to med school. Sorry to let you down, Mom. I am nothing. And then it becomes, well, at least check in just to be nice. Which, had you phrased it that way, I'd do it. But then I feel bad because I'm ignoring you and you're sick. Just to spite her.
But that's, I'm not the kind of person, I don't like to be around people when I'm sick.
That's how I feel.
I'm like an animal. Yeah, I crawl under the porch to either die or until I convalesce.
You
want to
go off
and then I will reemerge.
Exactly. And like either we'll hear from you in 3 days or I'll have to take your rigor mortis corpse.
Yeah, and she just
under your IKEA bed.
Can't get that through her thick effing skull and leave me alone.
So why were the waterworks engaged, though? What was going on?
What happened was, because like I said, I didn't know what to get you. I wanted to get you something nice because it was like your 35th birthday and all. So I wasn't going to just give you like $100 or something. And like an ass, you ended up buying yourself an iPhone like 4 days beforehand.
It wasn't exactly
Mom,
that way.
Like reimbursed.
Well,
you.
She was constantly like, is there anything I can get? Is there anything I can get? And I had a hurting piece of crap for a phone that could hold a charge for 20 minutes.
It was so ghetto, it couldn't even, like, take film. 1.3 megapixel camera. I'm like, you know what? Screw it, Maria. There is something you can get. And you just got it.
Right. So it was like, oh, S. I could have paid for that. Whatever. So I was like, all right, we're planning the dinner anyway. So I'll just pay for that. Like, you know, I'll pick up the check. And, you know, I didn't know how much it would be. But I figured
please
it's
stop
decent.
Playing with that Sorry. Other microphone, by the way. It sounds like you're jacking off a Muppet. Like,
you can actually hear it?
Yes. The other mic is picking it up.
Oh, I'm deaf then. Anyway, so...
it's all right.
I don't know if I expressly told her that or not. Like, I told her, I mean, she knew I didn't have a present. I'm sure at one point I mentioned I was going to pay for it.
So you're
like,
this is my present.
Again, I don't know if I
explicitly... And it
could have
been cheap. What was the total?
It wasn't that bad. I expected it to be like $3-something. It was like probably with tip, maybe like $2.70.
Are you kidding me?
It wasn't that bad at all.
So Richard Killiam... wasn't able to spoil the whole thing. Like, other people were responsible and respectful.
Nobody else got booze.
Yeah.
But...
oh, I was shocked he didn't come out with, like, friggin' pheasant under glass stuffed with a slice of cheesecake.
Little I hate this crap. Place.
Yeah.
Sure, it's a cheesecake sure. factory.
So ghetto, I have to eat two entrees just to get over how ghetto it is.
So, again, I don't remember because it's like... I've been sick at least a couple days prior, and just busy and like trying to get everything. But I'm sure at some point I mentioned I was going to pay or whatever. So, anyways, I'm sick. I'm just trying to like make it through the night. I'm really not talking to anyone, not because I don't like these people, but just because I feel like S run over twice.
You look like S, dude.
Yeah, dude. Like, I mean, I was like, when I say I'm sick, I'm sick. I'm not the kind of person like. I mean, right now you can hear my voice, like, you know, I'm kind of hoarse or
You're
whatever.
You're a little raspy, but it works.
I can make it through that. Like, if I'm stuffed up or whatever, I don't even mention it. So if I say I'm sick, I'm like 1 foot in the effing casket, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was just trying to make it through the night. And, okay, so the woman brings out the check. And, I mean, part of it, I guess, is the waitress's fault, or mom even for going for it. So... you know, like, I guess we both say, oh, give it to me, back and forth. And she, I guess, goes with mom because mom's older, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not feeling well, so I'm not going to raise my voice. I can't even, like, turn my head because my eyes hurt, you know, like.
Did you lose it on the waitress afterward at all?
I didn't know what the hell was going on. So then later the check comes back and I see mom's card.
Just turn her and go, why did you do that, you see?
Pretty much. That's what happened. I saw, like, somehow, I didn't even see her give the waitress the card. But she comes back, mom's car's already been swiped, and that's why I yell out, you a-hole. And I didn't yell it out, but it was apparently loud enough where, like, the whole table got quiet, and probably the table behind us,
yeah,
too.
It was a little bit mommy and daddy are fighting.
Because I was pissed. It's like, I don't feel good, and why did you... So you just effed up what was supposed to be my present. And,
okay.
And she's like, oh, man.
Now I spend more than enough time with Maria. I know how she can get under the skin. But do you think maybe you could have been less passionate about it? I know you're just passionate, like all us Greeks. But...
well, I mean, was it really that bad?
Not so much, but seeing an
damper
old...
on the evening?
I think we take for granted, because she has, like, black person aging powers, how really old and decrepit Maria is. And just seeing an old woman cry at the end of the table, it kind of...
I don't feel sorry for her because she chose to do what she did. And then even then, she was like, oh, well, maybe she... like, why would you make the waitress, you know, cancel it out just so they could put it on my card? Like, you already effed it up. You knew what you did. You chose
because
to do it.
Then for days, I had to endure, I ruined William's present.
Yeah, you did.
Which,
if
you're so cognizant,
why did you do it
fact,
to begin with?
Yeah, and it's just
because
a
you wanted to be the big, hard, effing hero.
I think it's like how weird and befuddled her mind can get in the quote-unquote heat of battle, that like just paying for a goddamn meal is the heat of battle to her. Like, she couldn't think straight because of that. And we have
is
a caller.
Is that her calling?
Son of a... hello, caller. I love
hey.
Feedback. Hi.
How you doing?
I am well, and you?
I feel great. I wanted to know, could you tell me what channel you guys are on?
I believe it's 37.
Oh, great. Channel 37. I can hear you guys live through television?
I believe so.
Okay, wonderful. And what is the name of your guys' show?
Papa's Basement.
Papa's Basement.
There
cool,
you go.
Man. That sounds like it rocks.
I'm trying.
You guys do talk or do you do music also?
We do talk, punctuated by calls that bring the show to a grinding halt.
Okay, cool, man.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, do you want to put me on?
You've been on. We don't have a call screener, my friend. You're on.
Wow.
All right, man. Take it easy. Okay. And this is why I hate listeners and callers. Good for him. Oh. Thank you for listening, sir. Thank you for being like our first random listener in...
It's been a while. It's
been a ways, and they're usually old white conservative guys. So
I thought he was like taking down our info to report us to the FCC.
Yeah. Thanks for making the show a little like younger.
Smoking a jumbo in the background.
Yeah, a bit of a multicultural demographic. I appreciate the call. Thank you for the sentiment.
So anyway, back to Maria.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, the crocodile tears don't faze me anymore. It's just,
you know what? I feel bad. I try not to engage her because she's so old. You just, like, I don't want to deal with it. And she cries and she's old, if I haven't mentioned that.
Yeah, I mean, she cried on the way home, too. I mean, we talked, like...
How can you take that? A car trip with her crying?
Because I'm not responsible for someone else's mental illness.
Oh, my God. I would rather get the Full Metal Jacket towel filled with soap then beat down than
you
hear
tell
her
to shut up and she knocks it off. She does it for attention. They're real tears. You don't just turn them off.
I would just blast music and roll down the windows to dry her eyes and pretend nothing was going on.
No, I was just saying, shut up. Like, knock it off. It's done. You're crying over spilt milk, literally.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to get to. I wanted to thank you for the birthday. I wanted to encapsulate what happened with the birthday.
I mean, was the rest of it good? Because you guys went out afterward.
That was fine. We went to Fridays where we let them actually set up a board game on a table because I didn't care. I have no pretenses about looking cool anymore. And I just wanted Jordan to be happy, and they all played something called Goddamn. It wasn't magic. Oh, had it been magic, I don't know. Would that have been a positive or a negative? I would have actually
been involved. You would have actually played.
Yeah, had it been magic. Instead, it was like Settlers of Catan or some crap, and I just got to laugh and call them dorks and have a beer. So it all turned out well. No birthday ass, but I wasn't really lining any up. So it's all good. I got a lot of flack for that.
Hmm.
Apparently, like, without fail, you're supposed to be balls deep in something for your birthday.
I mean, no offense to your group of friends, but really, if that's who you're going to bring out on your 30th birthday party, it's choice of either or. You're not going out with those dudes and getting ass.
No,
it's either
no,
you're hanging out with these guys or I'm going to go get ass.
It's like fishing with corpse meat. Like, just breaking up a mummy and being like, go for this.
I mean, we're at a suburban TGI Fridays. And
yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, there are a couple girls that were there that I'm sure if I wanted to dedicate the night to them,
that
place bag is five.
Pretty easy to get laid. I mean, because anyone who's at a Fridays on a
Saturday
night.
Dude, how much,
like,
can it cost you to act baller at a Fridays?
Well, just like these women, like, obviously their life is taking a wrong turn somewhere.
No, you're just like, oh, there's more mozzarella sticks where that came from, girl. I mean,
yeah. But I mean, there was that table of Eat Beasts next to us where you asked them to move so that we could kind of put two tables
together. The Eat Beasts behind us, the herd, yeah.
They were not pleased. Like, I even just said, hey, thanks, you know.
Oh, and they were sassing up?
A little bit. I mean, they move for you.
That chubby little Kim Chu Fu and her ugly blonde companion?
Yeah. No, I don't think.
You bring me great dishonor.
If we had trouble with them, I don't know what the rest of them
do. Screw them. I wish you told me. Jesus Christ. I thought they were, like, okay and civil about it.
A little bit.
I would have pulled my patented drink a lot and start farting up against their legs. My favorite move in a bar ever. Where you just turn and kind of acknowledge with a wink what you did, but...
Nothing a plate of tater skins couldn't smooth
over. Yeah, exactly. Wow. I didn't know they were salty. F them.
I would have actually been
nice to them.
What, you commandeered their table?
They were sitting, it was like open table... The she-beasts.
In the middle.
Yeah, and then another open table. And I was like, hey, honey, if you don't mind, can you hoof it to either side? And they were like, yeah, sure, whatever.
All I'm saying is, if you were trying to get gash that night, that was probably the best table for you to try. And you were not going to have success. Partly because your friends were playing Settlers of Catan at the table next to them.
I think what you should have done is surrounded them like a cancer and then like just slowly push them away.
Pull
them.
Yeah, but that would have been like depressing 30th birthday ass.
Well, no, not even like to pull them. I'm saying to get rid of
Yay!
Them. Like, just
My
set
penis
up.
Is right in mediocrity. Yay.
Like, just set up on either side of them and then talk through them like they don't exist.
I don't know.
They would have skedaddled.
I don't know. I thought we played it well. I didn't. F them. I wish you'd told me. I would have made their life a living hell that night.
Nah, they weren't bad. They really weren't that bad.
Okay.
It could have been worse.
Well, I tell the waiter to bring him diet food. Only low-cal options.
All right, Will.
Yes.
Real fast, what do you want to do for your birthday? Yours is only the 28th, and therefore it's nothing compared to the Sun King's 30th birthday that we just enjoyed, but... what you got?
I don't know.
What you got? I know there has for a long time been the Papa Giorgio tradition of a strip club.
I've gone to like three in the past couple months.
So. Oh, God. See, to me, it's been like a year. It's literally been since your last birthday.
Although I did find a good one down the street from Vixen's.
Really?
Yeah.
In West Virginia. Now, again, this is a sad fact of Virginia. Our strip clubs are awful. You can't get lap dances.
Well, you can now, but no
what?
Nudity.
Oh, so
no
it's a no
Springfield,
nude.
Springfield, you can't. Get lap dances.
Really?
Yeah, but they're pretty good about the touching.
So I can eat a burger with the wrapper still on. Sounds delightful.
So, I don't know. That place ain't bad. The sucky thing is they force you to buy two at a time. So it's like bare minimum $60.
What? Oh my God. They're still charging $30 per lap dance and they're fully clothed?
Yeah.
Oh, this country's going to hell.
Yeah, I think you guys need to save up for a proper trip to Montreal, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And just, like, just impregnate four or five dancers in one night.
Yeah, just flee their country.
I mean, I know we have child support agreements. This is how nuts I am. I've literally looked up which countries we have child support agreements with.
Right.
By the way, if we ever take a trip back to Greece, man,
yeah,
don't need to wear a condom, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I figure Greece hates America.
Just saying.
You could probably kill someone over here and flee over there. They won't extradite
you. Okay. It's awesome.
Unless the government offers them money, if it's like a high-profile thing.
Yeah. But Canada, I think we could get hung out for to dry, but just use an alias. Like, put on a fake mustache, like the Monopoly guy. I'm Guy
Mr.
Incognito.
Pennybags.
Yeah. Well, do you want to do a strip club for your birthday? I mean, it's easy. It's the easiest gift on earth. I can give you like $200 for lap dances and you go nuts. And I don't see you for 4 hours and then you come home stinking of cat food.
I don't know. We'll see how I feel next weekend. I mean, honestly, I don't really care.
Well, we got to do something. It's your goddamn birthday and we have to do a dinner as well. Do you want a dinner with some friends out?
No, because I mean, Wednesday, which is I think that's my actual birthday.
Yeah.
I got work till like 9 anyway. So.
Do you want some food to come home to?
When do most restaurants close? Like 10?
I'd say 10, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We can meet at the Red Lobster.
Really?
Why not?
Okay.
Cheese biscuits and $5 lobster. Nothing wrong with that.
Broken dreams and $3 lobster. What was the line?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Close
okay.
enough.
Well, good. I just wanted to check. We've got some other gifts. Don't worry.
Right.
You're being taken care of. It won't just be cheap puzzy and cheese biscuits.
I think mostly I need a computer because mine has just had it.
Okay. Right. Maybe this is your present.
All right.
Not saying anything.
I have a gift certificate to Best Buy. If you want that.
Please do give that to me to blunt the absurd cost of what I am buying you.
No, nothing expensive.
Your other, well, let's just say I might have already bought a laptop that I'll be returning after the show, and it's in the studio with us currently, and you've got another one coming your way.
Okay.
Now that we've ciphered through that cryptic message, let's get to the meat of the show. Let's bring it on home with Rich Killiam. We've waited. Rich's 30th was last night. I went out with him and his girlfriend, couple other friends, couple other girls. We were at Iron Horse in D.C. for the hipsters out there. It's where a bunch of white kids play games. There's actual arcades set up, crap like that. It's very Arlington, a little more developed, a little more refined.
Worse. What part of D.C.?
Chinatown.
Oh, God.
I refrain from making a joke about his Asian girlfriend mentioning Chinatown. Come on. No, okay, no. She's so good much... people. I believe her name's Stephanie. I don't remember. And it's horrible because I met her like 2 or 3 times now. And she's like, hey, John. I'm like, hey!
So how long
have
they been dating? You?
Yeah, exactly. About 6 months. And they, they're not going to make it to 7.
7 month itch.
Let's just... 7 month itch.
6 months is about the honeymoon period anyway.
Oh, the honeymoon's been long over. Honeymoon's been long over. And I'm not
So
saying,
does he still live, like, way out in bum F?
Well, I kind of want to lay out the foundations of the relationship, how it started. And then you tell me how much gas you think is left in this tank.
All right.
They met off Match.com. Nothing wrong with that. I am the I am the Lewis and Clark of online ass. To see other people coming out west with me now, that's great.
Yeah, but that's different. Like, you're paying for it. And there's no pretense about what it is, whereas on, like, MySpace or something
else.
Oh, wait,
you think, like, Twitter's different because you're funny for 3 tweets before it's like, show me your tease?
Yeah, because, again, it's the pretense of that. I mean, you may not even be looking for
See,
that.
You're like a guy in a bar who's like, hey, I didn't think I'd be meeting a lady.
Drink.
Yeah. I'm just here to drink yards. By myself. So now that you're here, yeah. Okay. I see nothing wrong with a Match.com type thing. I've never done it.
I was going to say, man, I don't even know if I have the huevos to do it. So.
Oh, I really wouldn't care to. Like, I have nothing against it. If I were in a better place right now, financially, emotionally, mentally,
I think
I would maybe do it.
Just by doing that, you're waving the white flag and saying, I give up.
I quit life.
Yeah.
You win. So they meet through Match. And they go out, and Rich is, for our pack of guys, and Hal, you kind of fall under this too, more social. Loves to go out, have a drink, have a pint. So this girl, she's very well educated and loves to go out and party as well. You know, a big fan of the Friday and Saturday night drink. Pretty normal, right?
Yeah, it's just the people who refuse to grow up.
I guess if you want to
admit
that
college is over.
It's kind of... She's a couple years younger, I think, my understanding.
She's Will's
is,
age.
So.
Or, yeah. Let's
Even
go with Will's
my
age.
My age. Like,
no, I'm saying, hey.
That still ain't young.
Let's get back to the what the Big 3-0 represents.
If you want to do that, that's fine. It's just, I hate those scenes in Arlington and D.C.
I do, too.
At least it's so elitist and, ugh.
I hate pretense. Like, I hate just staring
so
at women.
So wicked and
because everyone's
in there.
Everyone's in their little pack. You know, they're there with their little cadre.
It's not really social at all.
And it's like planning a goddamn breaching the wall. You know, it's like a medieval siege assault to talk to these people.
It's not like in the South where people are actually friendly and talk.
Yeah. Everyone goes out with their group. They drink with their group. Something they could have done at home for a tenth of the cost. And then they go home. And it's like, why didn't I meet anyone? I don't know, because you're a C with horrible body language? Like, you were practically rattling a rape whistle the entire night?
No, like, when I was in Atlanta, people were nicer. I mean, there's been times, like, when I was at said strip club, I was at by myself at a certain point because it was late. And I was just,
and all your friends were like, we cannot keep doing this.
And I was talking to people I didn't know. I assembled my little clique in the corner of strippers and random guys.
I'm just picturing
guys.
You, like, right next to a buffet. Like, a big tray of cocktail wieners, and you're just holding court.
No, actually, we're the ones who had all the strippers sitting in our laps at the end of the night.
Okay.
So I came out victorious.
All right.
See, I do well when I'm in my element.
That's true.
Which is a place that pats you down for weapons before you enter. Which means at some point someone has been stabbed and or shot.
Oh, God. Are you kidding? Strip clubs, no other place. Like
no, this is a real
for...
one. This is like Wild West. This is like Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
There's like sawdust on the floor. I mean, this is just like in a barn, basically.
Sawdust so they can sweep up the semen and blood at the end of the night. Yeah. No, I mean, if you... Dude, there's no place that's a magnet for crazy ex-boyfriends like a goddamn strip club.
Or just
yeah.
boyfriends
yeah.
in general.
Oh, God. To this day, I remember... I was at Club 1819, and there was, like, the hottest sister on stage.
Fake strip club in D.C.
It's horrible,
Can
yeah.
Can you get a lap dance?
And, I mean, right next to her, right next to the stage, was the boyfriend.
Tyree.
And he was...
Chappelle Show.
I mean, not to take a bath in stereotype waters, but he was just crushing plate after plate of fried shrimp. As soon as he would kill the last one, he'd like wave one of the tails at the waitresses and be like, another one over here.
Why would
he was just on patrol there, and it's like, it's a horrible strip club anyhow. It's in DC. No one's gonna like even get a lap dance.
No.
You throw dollar bills at them, yet he was protected. Maybe he was just really into shrimp. That would be my deal if I went to a strip club and had a stripper girlfriend. I would be like waving the shrimp towards me. She'd be like pounding off two guys in the corner. I'd be like, that's fine, but where's the cocktail sauce? Cheese biscuits, pronto. Okay.
Where were we before all this?
We're back. We're talking Killiam.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
They meet off Match.com. They go out for drinks. She conveys interest. She's like,
what does she look like? You said Asian.
Yeah, what do you want? She's like a skinny, in-shape Asian broad. She's
tall?
She's like 5'4", he's 5'5 and a half. So there's not the biggest, maybe 5'3-ish.
So she wears heels, she's taller than him?
I would say in heels, maybe she's skirting it, yeah, dancing it. Okay. Around the same height. But yeah, I think that's everyone's like height boundary, right? Like your chick probably doesn't want to be taller than you in heels.
Yeah.
Which usually sucks, because I love tall ass. I love bagging tall ass, man. To me, there's no greater triumph than nailing a chick a couple inches taller than me. I'm just like, oh, you slipped up, bitch. Now you got this short man up in you. I love it.
What's her lid like?
Oh, she's not like Roosie Roo or anything, but she's a pretty chick.
All right.
Yeah, she's good looking. He's doing well for himself. Nothing bad here.
Okay.
And she's like, this is great. Usually I meet a guy off Match.com. They're these internet losers. They really don't want to go out. They sit at home. They play Diablo 2, you know, which is funny because it's a game Rich was addicted to back in the day. And he's like, oh, screw that. I go out all the time. So they follow a normal relationship arc. Rich is a big whiner and diner. Unlike you and me. Actually, no. Unlike me. Yeah. You throw down crash, too.
Yeah, because I'm too lazy to cook.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll actually go out for the hell of it, throw down for a nice restaurant. Yeah, I'll do it, but I'm seething and resentful the whole time.
No, I'm not like that.
Like, you know, waiter asks, will there be dessert? And I'm muttering under my breath, better not be, bitch.
I don't know if I've ever... No one orders dessert. Except for the a-holes before you at the Cheesecake Factory who
made us
wait. God, dessert for 10.
Oh, it was like they baked a goddamn wedding cake and they killed it. It was horrible. It was another hour wait just because of the dessert.
Yeah.
But he's taking her out. He's buying like $80 bottles of wine, you know, dinners that are a couple hundred bucks. He's throwing it around.
So I assume he's working?
He's working.
Okay.
We kind of got to where I was going. He's working a job. He's making, you know, like 50-ish somewhere in there. Nothing great for this area, but enough to, especially when you're at home not paying rent, you can certainly sustain a pretty baller-looking lifestyle.
So, I mean, obviously she knows he lives with his mommy and daddy, right?
Yeah, and he was just, I mean, out of a convenience thing. Think about it. You're a woman, lives in D.C., you like a guy.
Oh, she lives in the city?
She lives in the city.
And he lives like 30 miles outside.
Oh my God, without traffic, we're talking a 50-minute commute.
Wow, so what's the
45,
usual...
45, somewhere.
So he usually just goes there?
He's always going there. And if you're
where
the
does
chick,
he work?
Where did he work, you mean? Okay. Where did he work?
Sure.
He did work kind of close to his hood, our hood, Dulles.
Okay.
Let's go with the Reston Town Center.
All right. When did this come to a screeching halt?
With the new year.
Oh.
All right, so we're talking 3 months ago?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So midway of...
4 good months.
Okay.
When the sex was flowing. He was going out there all the time. And touching on what I was saying before, if you're a girl, you're not happy the dude's at home, but he's employed, he's solvent, he's making the effort to come out to you. On some level, you're probably like, screw it, given he lives so damn far out, I'd prefer he lived in D.C., like, near me, but this is almost better. I don't have to travel to see him.
Yeah, you don't have to do any of the work.
Yeah, you're just getting visited and wined and dined. Pretty goddamn good when you think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you agree, Howie.
The perks of living in civilization.
Yeah.
It's kind of like me and Allison.
Well, Rich loses his job a couple months ago.
Fired or just laid off?
Fired. Well, laid off. Let's go laid off. He worked for a bit of a nut job of a boss. The guy kind of put him out there, no warning, right after they went car shopping together.
What?
Bit of a boss, you know, small company, a little in your business, so they kind of like looked for cars. They would do things together now and again. Rich is like, should I be buying a car? It's a bit of an expense.
Oh, no.
A monthly payment. The boss is like, screw it, man. Definitely. Feel free to buy
a
car.
You got paychecks coming in for the foreseeable future.
Kind of conveys you're not going anywhere. But Rich gets fired about a month after getting this car.
And it's a new car? Or like you bought a used car?
New car. New Jetta, man. Paying $350 a month on it or something like that. I'm jumping the gun here. So the relationship continues. He has some reserves. Let's go with 2K. He's still whining. He's still dining.
There's a certain type of rich they call that.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden, he's out of cash, and all of a sudden, the loving starts to dry up a little bit.
Oh,
And we get a little bit of ultimatums laid down, a little bit of questioning. Hey, are you looking for jobs? What's going on the job front?
What does she do?
She's, I don't know, some investment thing or something. She's probably making like 80, 90.
Oh, jeez.
Let's go with that. She's trying to be as polite about it as possible. I'm really not saying...
What is she even doing with him to begin with? She must be like socially retarded or something.
No, she's pretty smooth. That's kind of what confuses me.
Are you friends with her on Facebook?
No. Damn it. I know.
Does he have any pictures of her up?
I don't think so. I can punch it up later. She's not, like, I'm not saying it to be nice on air. I'm a dick. She's, like, she's not a 10, but she's perfectly fine looking.
This doesn't add up.
She's great for Killian.
I'm sure there's plenty of, like, mediocre Asian chicks who get picked up by, like, mediocre white guys in the city.
Yeah.
With their hipster Moby, like, black-rimmed glasses.
Oh, don't even start me on how much of that crap I saw last night.
The sad
thing is I'm starting to veer into hipster look. I've got a beard and these stupid glasses, but it's just because I hate my contacts now.
Yeah, but I mean, you were doing that before.
Their
frames probably don't have lenses in them.
Yeah. It's going to the drugstore.
It's just the look.
Like a porn star playing a librarian.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. She's a sweet girl. She obviously likes him on some level. He's not aggressively pursuing a new job whatsoever. He will routinely call me up middle of the day to tell me about all the magic he's been playing. How long does he have? How long before she
says, cucked?
Screw it. Yeah. not cucked. He's not going to come home to Michael Clark Duncan doing her. I'm just saying, how long until he's cut?
What are you saying? You're saying what, John?
At the point he can no longer afford to go out with her.
Okay.
She's just going to get picked up by someone else.
Pretty much since the firing, she's been dropping hints, hey, get a damn job. Which I think any normal girl would.
How much was he pulling down?
Like 50. Somewhere there. Bad. That was me being nice. It was 40.
Yeah.
Why did I let that slide? Why did I ruin it?
Still, I mean, like, he could live on his own like that if he wanted to.
Totally.
Especially if he's, like, out in Manassas.
If he weren't throwing it away.
On her.
Yeah, if he weren't splashing it around town.
And does she live by herself with roommates?
By herself. Yeah. So since the firing, there have been, you know, let's say gauntlets thrown down. And I feel he would have been out already had it not been for the birthday. And he's playing on borrowed birthday time, and he's getting it within 2 weeks of the birthday. If there's no job by middle of March, he's
There's nothing compassionate about doing that, though.
Yeah, but I feel like she has a right to it.
Wow.
No, I meant just, like, waiting for their birthday.
Oh.
I did that with Tina. It was a little bit different. I waited until she got out of jail, but...
Oh, my God.
Even she knew it was coming. It's just like, I want to see you through to the end of this, and then you're on your own, little grasshopper.
Oh, my God. Damn. How long was she in jail?
Only a week. It could have been a lot longer, though. She got lucky.
Okay.
It's like Kramer. Because, like, she
Bumbles
had, like,
way through
two DUIs. Don't even have a license.
No.
And,
oh,
like,
God.
Somehow, because they're in two different counties of North Carolina, like, the one didn't see the other.
Oh,
and the
my
second
God.
One could have, like, sent her to jail for 2.5 years.
I was going to say, how is that on the road? How does that exist? Well, why don't we have a Muslim code of law? Like, why weren't her hands chopped off?
No, now she has, like, really bad anxiety and doesn't even like being in cars. Because she, like, wrecked one of them. It's just,
Effer. Yeah. Good. Hope she's infertile. I'm just saying, man. I don't think he's playing on borrowed time, like, I don't know what.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
Like we were having this talk, Howie and I.
Did he get any birthday donut?
I hope he did.
This was last night.
Yeah.
Oh, so we don't have the full report yet.
No, I'll get it eventually. I was having the talk, Mom, Howard, myself. She was conveying, if the girl loves him, it doesn't matter. If this girl loves Rich, it doesn't matter. I just don't think that way.
Yeah, but does she love him?
Maybe she does. I still don't think it matters. Like, it's a bottom line thing.
But he's not leeching off of her. She's not supporting him.
Oh, he was like, yeah, if this keeps up, I'm going to have to borrow off her.
That's the cardinal sin he cannot do. He cannot start asking her.
When you're
drained
on someone's
nuts.
Go
to your friends first.
I mean, to me, like, hearing those words, like, to even borrow money from a woman that's so unfathomable.
So when you guys went
out?
Much
less what I'm sticking my D in. I don't want to borrow cash from anyone.
Well, who paid for last night? You and her? Because it was his birthday?
I didn't pay for crap. Actually, if you want a window into his psyche, apparently it's cool to get taken care of when you go out for my birthday. But immediately he's going, where's my birthday drink? When I bump into him. I wanted to clock him and be like, where's my beer, you mother F? I made it out. I'm saying they don't make it till April. Hard bet. Without a job. Job enters the picture. He's okay. This could go sky's the limit with a job. Without a job, he's gone in April.
Well, I mean, does their whole relationship hinge on going out?
No.
Like, do they ever just, like, hang out?
No, I'm not. Yeah, they hang out all the time now.
Just at her place?
Yeah. And I'm not saying this in a way to be like she's a shallow sea or anything
like
that.
No, there's too many factors. I mean, if she's looking for someone to, like, marry and all that S, then obviously, like,
I'm saying even if you're not looking for someone to marry, why would you want this around? I love Rich. I love him. But a broke-ass, dorky mother F, why do you want that?
Yeah, she's at least, if he's going to be broke, there's got to be something respectable that she.
I mean, the only wild card that could be in this equation is as Rich is hung like this microphone. I know he isn't. So,
I'm just saying, like all he's got to do is give her something she can market him on to her friends. So when they ask, hey, what's he doing? Oh, he's got this great startup going on, which basically means I'm filling out the paperwork for an LLC, which takes like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He can just pretend like, oh, hey, I'm getting something together.
I'm in radio.
Yeah, but the fact that...
Exactly, yeah.
She's not bad looking and, you know, she makes money, like, and she was on Match.com. I mean, something...
She's on the hunt. She's on the hunt and her prey.
But not even on the
be
hunt. Because, I mean, pretty much... Any chick, even, like, fat chicks, if they just go out to a bar and put it out there, someone's going to pick them up. So either, like I said, she's looking for, like, marriage material, or she's just socially retarded in some way and, like, can't meet guys normally.
I think you're right. That's usually a sign of long-term stuff, because D.C. tends not to be a place that people come to in order to find a significant other. I think it's tough here because most people get here, they're disappointed about how ugly most people at DC bars
are.
Don't
even
and they just
leave. Me on how unattractive a city this is.
This is the ugliest city. I mean, Will, you were in Atlanta for a while, you were in LA for a while. It's just very disappointing to go to the bars in DC and see a bunch of sixes acting like they're nines.
That's
like,
I mean,
get out of here.
There's a lot of like ugly chicks with attitude. There are a lot of good-looking women here. I mean, if you do go out to, like, Clarendon and stuff, you'll see good-looking
chicks.
It's
so not in our wheelhouse, though.
No, it's just the whole preppy thing. And
yeah. I mean, they're attractive, but I wouldn't approach them if I weren't, like, a goddamn corporate lawyer or a financier or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's a just
like,
the whole
stuck-up.
Like, hey, I
work weird hours, and I write for a living. And
but, yeah, there are some good-looking chicks
I'll
in Arlington.
Right. Yeah.
But, no, I mean, as a whole... Yeah, especially just, like we said, in the city and stuff. Oh, it's mediocre.
All right. We got to wrap it up. No job. Final bet. I'm saying they don't make April. Will?
What, without a job?
Without a job. He just sits there and keeps playing Magic.
I mean, the fact that she's like dropping
he's
hints.
He's not even taking the time.
She's already
to lie.
Expressed discontent. Yeah. So, I mean, it depends if she has the balls to do it or not.
I mean, these are Price is Right rules. You can go like March 18th or something and beat me. I'm going April 1st.
Let's go holidays. Let's look at the holidays. You got St. Patty's Day. He's still going to have a chance till St. Patty's Day.
Ooh, I'm saying, you're right, drinking partner.
Yeah. I'm saying Cinco de Mayo. I think she's going to be on the prowl Cinco de Mayo if he ain't fixed it. That's my guess.
Oh, you're right. A hot holiday.
Yeah.
Corona's flowing. Oh, you're right. He's doomed. Okay. May 5th, April 1st. Will, your date.
Oh, yes. I'm with you. I've given only probably to the end of the month.
Okay.
March 31st.
March 31st. No, to Price is Right me, you want to do April 2nd.
No, but I have a feeling he doesn't have that much time.
Oh, okay.
Time moves
wow.
slowly, man.
Wow. All right. Well, Howie, thank you for coming in, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Quite the bonus. Will?
Yep.
Thank you for everything, the birthday, all of it, man. Thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome.
You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, show website in papasbasement.com. Tweet Will at Billy Basil. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. And until next week, Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb. But I'm on my way. On my way.